I've entitled this talk, A Little Man Meets a Big God. So we can start Luke chapter 19 and verse 1. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not, because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he also, the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man, has come to seek and to save which was lost. So, when I read this passage and I was thinking about it, I was thinking that today in the world, I'm sure we all know people who think they've got it all, who think they have everything, who think, you know, they have so much value and esteem by the world standards. And most people would look upon these types of people as being successful. Perhaps, you know, you've met someone in your past or you have in your life now and you'd think, you know, why don't I have that type of house or why don't I have that type of car? And you've been jealous of that type of person. So Zacchaeus was one of these type of people. Zacchaeus was a very rich man. And as usually with rich men, he had very, very much power and authority given to him from the Roman government. Now, I'm sure that there were many people, many in Jerusalem and the surrounding area that would have gladly, you know, without even thinking about it, changed places with Zacchaeus. Yet there was more to Zacchaeus than met the eye. He might just looked at him and thought, oh, he must be really happy. He's got lots of money. He's got a big house. I'm sure he didn't have a car, but I'm sure he had a nice form of transport anyway. And, you know, by the world standards, Zacchaeus was well off, sort of had a good life. But then this little man, it says he was short in stature, so he had to climb the tree to see Jesus, came in contact with a great big God and got even more riches than he could ever have imagined. There may be some who have said that they've seen it all, you know. They seem happy and successful, that they never seem to have any problems. But deep down, these are the type of people that really need the Saviour. That they really have something missing, that they always have that tiny wee bit in them that no matter how much they have, how much they enjoy life, that can never be filled. And Zacchaeus is one of these people. Now, myself, no one, probably everyone in here knows that Jesus, no matter how much money, cars, houses, clothes, Jesus is exactly what everybody needs. There's nothing greater, there's nothing better, there's nothing of more value than Jesus. So, I'd like to join me as we watch A Little Man Meet a Big God. So, broke it down, and the first four verses are entitled The Seeking Saviour. That's the next part. The Seeking Sinner. So, his prominence. Zacchaeus was a man of position. As I've read, he was a tax collector for the Roman government. This means that he would daily extract taxes from the people in Jericho at a rate of his own choosing. Now, if the government tried to do that today, I'm sure you wouldn't be very happy, but Rome said to Zacchaeus, right, you charge 5% tax. There's absolutely nothing that would stop them to charge 10%. So, he was a very, very rich man. Zacchaeus was also a man of power. By virtue of his position and contracts with Rome, Zacchaeus was a man of power in Jericho. People probably walked in fear of this little man. Now, sounds daft that people would fear a little man, because normally you would fear someone who's big and strong and probably do damage, but this little man was very feared in Jericho. Now, there are some who fit into this description. They don't have this world's power, or they don't have the wealth, but they do feel that they have a measure of freedom and control over their own life. And they're right, you know. The lost person needs to remember that without Jesus Christ, that they are nothing. Without Jesus Christ, there is absolutely nothing. John chapter 15 verse 5 says, it matters not what we have or think of ourselves. We all need Jesus to be sure we have something when this life has ended. His preoccupation. Even though this man, Zacchaeus, was wealthy and successful by the world standards, he inside himself knew that there was something missing. He knew that no matter, you know, how much fun he had in life, how much he had, you know, in his house, how many servants he had, that he knew that deep down all that wasn't going to satisfy him, that he knew that there was something missing, that he needed to fill that gap. And, you know, I'm sure, not rich myself, and I don't know many rich people, but you speak to them, and, you know, they'll say that driving their Ferrari or their Porsche, you know, how exhilarating that must be, that it still never fills that gap. Them trying to strive and longing, and still nothing fills that gap. You know, some folks try to drown themselves in alcohol, drugs, you know, very, very other problems, in shallow grave of bravado and tough talk. But when it gets quiet and no one else is around, then they know that they need God. The truth sounds out loud in their soul as the blast of 1,000 trumpets, and you know that there's something that you have to do. Can't keep going on the way you are. those who really care about their souls do something about it. And that's why this man, Zacchaeus, thanked God that he reached a place where he had something to give. His desire, the Bible says that he sought to see Jesus. Zacchaeus sought within himself. He must see Jesus. He could not let this man pass by. This man had a deep desire to see the Lord. You may go through many, many years in your life and never want anything to do with the Lord. But when this is born in your soul, that the realization that Jesus is the only hope, the single only hope you have in life, then you would want to get to know him also. Zacchaeus was in desperate need for the Saviour. Zacchaeus may not have fully understood what was happening in his heart, in his life, but this man had a desperate need to get to know Jesus. He may have disguised his actions as purely curiosity, but deep down, this man had a deep-seated need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lost friend, you may not fully understand it, you may not even realise it right now, but also have the greatest need for the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation. No one, nothing else can satisfy your soul. How desperate is that need? Jesus is the only one who can save your soul and make a difference in the way that you spend eternity. His problem. Before this little man could get to Jesus, he had to overcome great obstacles. He couldn't just walk right up to Jesus. Everywhere Jesus went, it was absolutely surrounded by crowds. But like nowadays, on a much lesser scale, you know, trying to get near your favourite actor or pop star, they've got so many bodyguards and so many fans surrounding them that you can absolutely nowhere near them. So, on a much, much greater scale, Zacchaeus cannot get close to the Lord because so engulfed with people. Bible tells us that, so said, Zacchaeus was a short man. So had I tried to budge his way into the crowd, he would have just got pushed about and battered and beaten up, and he would have never got to see Jesus. And he couldn't look over the crowd just to look at Jesus because, as I said, he's a really short man. So he decided that he had to see Jesus. The crowd still keeps moving because everyone's bustling, everyone wants to see Jesus. So Zacchaeus probably didn't realise it, but Jesus is more valuable than any friend any of us ever have had and ever will have. His condition. Zacchaeus had a personal problem from him getting to the Lord. He stated his small man and he couldn't see over the crowd. But Zacchaeus was persistent. He didn't say, "Oh well, I can't see him, it's not meant to be, what a shame." Zacchaeus climbed the tree just so that he could get one single glimpse of the Saviour. This little man allowed nothing, not the crowd, not his condition, stand between him and seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. So, what about you? Do you care enough about your your condition of your soul to pay whatever is necessary to be right with him. You're willing to sacrifice absolutely anything to have this relationship with Jesus. Are you willing to turn from that little pet sin, that little thing that you think no one bothers about, or that little thing that you don't really think matters? You're willing to turn away from your friends, because many people will say, oh, Jesus, you know, I don't want anything to do with that, and they'll turn their back on you. But none of this discouraged Zacchaeus from seeing Jesus. So on to the next section. Get right this time is the seeking sinner, seeking saviour. There was more than one person trying to seek Jesus that day. Zacchaeus was the only person there that wanted to see Jesus. There would have been thousands of people that wanted to get near Jesus. But Jesus knew that Zacchaeus would be waiting for him. Jesus comes to the dead sinner and offers him life through himself. It says that in John chapter 6, verses 44 and 65. There is no other way for your soul to be saved. Absolutely not one single thing anybody can do apart from come to Jesus. According to the Bible, we are all dead in sin until Jesus saves us. If he didn't show us our need, we would never be able to recognize it ourselves. In other words, we would never, ever be able, nor would we have a desire to come to Jesus unless he came to us first. Jesus considered Zacchaeus. When Jesus stopped under the tree, he knew everything, absolutely everything there was to know about Zacchaeus. Now, when you meet someone for the very first time, you might know some things about them, you might know a lot about them, but there's absolutely no way that you can know every single person about every single thing about that person. But Jesus did. He knew absolutely everything about Zacchaeus. In other words, Jesus knew everything there was to know about Zacchaeus, and he still loved him. Even though he'd done wrong and he'd cheated all these people, he didn't still look past that, and he didn't love him one single bit less. Jesus knows everything there is to know about you. He still loves you and would save you by your grace when you would come to him and receive him. Jesus called him. Jesus is on the way. He's heading for Jerusalem, where, unknown to the crowd, he was heading towards his death. He was heading to die for every single one of us. But with all that, he still stopped and chatted with Zacchaeus. As tiny, wicked man, and he stopped. Who was Zacchaeus that Jesus should care for him? Someone like the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, why would he bother with this tiny little insignificant man? Because he cares for everyone, no matter who they are, what they've done. And today, the Lord Jesus Christ, still loves each and every single one of us the same as he loves Zacchaeus. You know, Zacchaeus had an urgent call to meet the Lord. And that urgent call is still ringing out today. It says that Jesus will come like a thief in the night. So, why say to yourself, oh, I'm not going to bother with that, maybe in a couple of years' time, you know. You never know. Zacchaeus, the Lord Jesus, come back like a thief in the night. You never know. You never know. So, none of us knows what's going to come first. Whether the Lord will come, or whether death will come. Salvation is nothing to be played around with. You need to be sure that you are washed in the blood of the Lamb. No, it was an unmistakable call. I'm sure that Zacchaeus knew that the Lord was looking for something more than just a place to visit for the day. Thought, yeah, I'll just go to this town because it's nice and it's got all these wee things. And there was more to it than that. Jesus was as interested in one single thing, and that's your heart. He wants to save you by his power and by his grace. The spectacular saver. Did Zacchaeus get saved? Well, yes, we know, because there was a radical change in the life of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus received the Saviour. His salvation is revealed in three significant things that he did. Number one, he was obedient to the Lord's voice. This must be done in anyone's life to have the Saviour. Zacchaeus has an open heart. He gave himself freely to the Lord Jesus. This must be done before salvation ever becomes a reality. Jesus stands at a heart's door and knocks. But we will never be saved until that door is opened and we allow him to come in. Number three, there was an obvious joy in the life of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was overjoyed with the opportunity that he had in meeting Jesus. He was overjoyed when the Lord called to him and says, I'm coming to your house today. He was ecstatic. Now, joy is always a byproduct of salvation. There is great joy in salvation. The Lord will give you joy that cannot be described or duplicated by anything in this entire world. And it's an everlasting joy, not like the fleeting joy of anything that we might have in the world. When your joy is placed and based on things, your joy will pass away, because these things will pass away. Houses are knocked down, cars rust. These things will pass away, but the joy that's found in the Lord Jesus is for eternity. Zacchaeus repented of his sins. There are two proofs of salvation, both in Zacchaeus' life and in yours as well. There was a confession. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. Until you come to the place where you're willing to call out to God and confess your sins, you will never be saved. There was a change. When Jesus comes in, he always brings a changed life. If your life hasn't changed, doesn't change, then you don't have Jesus. Zacchaeus, this wee man, was redeemed with a great salvation. The Mary of Christ. Jesus took this little wicked man and in one instant completely turned around and saved his life forever. This is what Jesus does for each and every single person that believes in him. Eternal salvation becomes yours and mine through Jesus. The mission of Christ. In this verse, Jesus reminds us that he was there then to save sinners, and that's still his mission today. He hasn't changed. He will never change. Jesus is still saving souls today as he was all those years ago. So, in conclusion, some of us are like Zacchaeus. We need to meet the Master. If you will come to him, he will save you regardless of who you are, where you have been, or what you have done. I beg you, let nothing stand between you and Jesus Christ today. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the story of Zacchaeus. We thank you that we have such an amazing, incredible Saviour that never changes, that's always there for us. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that we would let the story of Zacchaeus touch on our hearts. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd be with us all. Most wonderful and perfect name, amen.